Toronto. A fourth person is now facing charges in connection with alleged fraud involving Ontario COVID-19 relief funding. Ontario Provincial Police say 41-year-old Manish Gamber of Brampton, Ont. was charged earlier this week with possession of an identity document and possession of property obtained by crime. Police say Gamber has been released on bail and is due back in court on November 10. Opposite spokesman Bill Dixon says the arrest is part of the same investigation that led to the arrests of a former bureaucrat, his wife, and a third man earlier this month. Police have filed criminal charges against Sanjay and Shalini Madan, as well as Vedan Singh, in connection with the alleged scheme. Dixon says the Madans, Singh and Gamber have no direct connection with each other. Singh, 54, of Toronto, is charged with fraud over $5,000, money laundering and possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. He is due in court November 18. Sanjay Madan's lawyer has said his client is charged with 2 counts of fraud over $5,000 and 2 counts of breach of trust. Stephen Hebisher said Madan and Shalini Madan are also charged with laundering the proceeds of crime over $5,000 and possession of the proceeds of crime over $5,000. The Ontario government has sued the couple and 2 adult children, alleging they illegally issued and banked checks under the Support for Families program, which aimed to offset the cost of children learning at home. The province is alleging embezzlement of $11 million. In addition, Sanjay Madan is accused of taking millions more in kickbacks in an alleged fraud worth more than $30 million. Madan, his wife and 2 sons all worked for the province in information technology. He had a senior IT role and helped develop a computer application related to a COVID-19 relief benefit, and was fired in November. In a statement of defense for the lawsuit, Madan alleges the province had lax security that allowed widespread misappropriation of the COVID-19 relief funds. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 30, 2021. The Canadian Press.